You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome in to the In This League show. It's not the podcast, it's the show with Scott Bogman. He's over there. Chris Welch, I'm right here. And you, listening wherever the hell you're listening. If you're listening on a radio, you're listening probably on your phone, probably. Maybe you're sitting at your computer, you're watching basketball, baseball, you're getting set for football. Every damn thing is going on. Hockey's going on. And Bogman and I, we're just sitting here attempting to entertain you. Isn't that right, Bogman? Say something funny, Bogman.
Perhaps an app.
Perhaps an app.
You're listening through an app. An app.
A free app.
Because we're available on, iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
No, yeah. Would you say even a free app like those or the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app that people can download?
Also that app. All kinds of apps.
Welcome in as this
What's
is
your
a,
favorite it's, app?
What a time to be alive, Bogman. You've got basketball. You've got baseball. You've got football. There, everything is going on. Every damn thing is going on, except the very, like, this week has been encompassed by horrific injuries. Like, gut-wrenching injuries is a better way to say it. From this weekend losing probably the best quarterback or, you know, arguably one of the two best quarterbacks in the entire NFL, Aaron Rodgers, to having basketball's opening night. The excitement, everything is built up on it. The Celtics, they've created a new team. And it's gone.
And it's gone. Move the back line, Celtics. You're probably the fifth seed now.
That was...
Yeah, okay. I hope you guys weren't watching that, didn't see that live. I know the Welsh is very squeamish when it comes to injuries. I'm not. But even when I saw that one, I was like, God.
It's not a good thing for me. So what we're going to do here, coming up in the next segment, we got a lot we're going to talk about in the show tonight. Might throw in a little bit of basketball since this is like, I know like opening night was on Tuesday as we're doing this live on Wednesday. It's the first really full slate of basketball. So we might slip some of that in. We've got lots of football to cover. We got to cover Rodgers, new Andrew Luck news that came down today. There's, you know, Ezekiel Elliott stuff has been, you know, just beat down to exhaustion. And we're going to talk about week seven. So we've got some of that in here. But every time this happens, every time a horrific injury pops up, it sparks in me. And Scott knows. Scott has, we've known, how long have we known each other, Scott? Like 25 years?
A long time. Too long.
Way too long. Wait, like, young, like we've known each other about as long as some listeners that we have, that their entire lives they've lived. And some even more from the ITL Fantasy podcast that we do. And every time it comes up, the injury thing, I get squirmish. I can't handle the injuries. And we got hit with the notification that, oh my God, Gordon Hayward, horrific injury. Someone tried to tweet it. Yeah, someone tried to tweet at us, and I was like, I'm not watching this. And then our damn friend, Paul Spohr from Fangraphs, he tweeted out a funny meme with you on it of Gordon Hayward in this horrific injury. And we're going to talk about that, plus the worst injuries of all time. We're going to compare them out. I want to know what you guys think, and we're going to put up a poll at FNTSY Radio. The worst injuries of all time, we're going to talk about Gordon Hayward's. We're going to talk about some of the others. And I'm going to try to hold back the vomit in the back of my throat because just thinking about some of them is making me sick right now. I'm literally getting sick. This is not a good thing. Don't go anywhere, though. Get sick with us. It's Bogman and Welsh for In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer four questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com.au, man, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
It's about as easy as getting on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, which you can download for free on any platform. You can do that if...
What's your favorite app?
My favorite app? Well,
favorite app of all time.
Okay, so I like lots of, I mean, maybe the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, our GroupMe app. If you're a ITL Army member, you can get on GroupMe app and talk with us. What's yours?
Nachos. Nachos or chicken tenders.
Oh, okay. It's
pretty close. Cheese sticks are in there, too. Man,
Denny's cheese sticks.
You know, Denny's. Ugh.
Well, I mean, that was like a mainstay of life. Like 2 a.m., you get the, what was the thing where you got like
only
the,
if you can taste nostalgia.
Yeah, well, if nostalgia tastes like, you know, cold, disgusting, carpet-ridden cheese
smoky
sticks.
Cheese sticks, because when we could go to Denny's, everyone was smoking in there.
That's true. That's like, so the last time I was at a Denny's, people were smoking. What's that thing that you could get? It was like chicken tenders, fries.
The sampler.
The sampler. That's what it was. The sampler. Those are the good old days. That's before people's legs were snapping in half all the time and having to see it on television left and right. I mean, that's not true because...
I mean, it's not true, but yeah.
They were. So let's get into this. So there's a lot to cover. NBA season starts up. We're talking football. And all this leads to the same conversation here because this isn't a basketball-centric topic necessarily, because obviously we had injuries in the NFL this weekend, but none of the visual gruesome mentality. Though, probably like 60% of the worst injuries that probably come off the top of your head are football related, right? I mean, we're going to talk about a few. Do you have one that I don't have listed here that we're going to talk into that sticks out in your mind?
Robert
you
were saying,
what was
Robert?
That
okay, so, and this is why they got rid of it. During the Pro Bowl week, they used to have a rookies versus sophomores beach football game, right? Where they would play, you know, a flag football game on the beach. And Robert Edwards went up for a pass and came down. And his whole leg was twisted like the wrong way, and it ruined
his volleyball
career.
One.
It wasn't a volleyball game; it was just a flag football game on the beach.
I remember and that was like the Pro Bowl week thing.
Yeah, exactly. It was the Pro Bowl week, and they did the skills competition. They would have that game, and then they would have the Pro Bowl. And it was just a goofy thing, you know. It was like on ESPN2 back in the day when ESPN2 was brand new. So,
I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember. I think Jerry Rice, Chad Johnson, I think, was in that.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys used to play in that game. But Robert Edwards had just won Rookie of the Year for the Patriots. He's really, really good running back. Completely screwed up his whole leg. I think he came back and played a couple of good weeks for the Dolphins, like 4 years later or something like that. And after that, he just didn't have it anymore.
Oh.
It was just over.
And see, that's brutal.
Career.
And that's brutal, too, because that's like this happy-go-lucky like setting of, you know, hey, we're all having fun, we're all in shorts, and then like snap, you know, leg is like off. And it's just, it's so brutal. And some of these remind me, like, you know what the movie one I think of? That like anytime you ever watch Any Given Sunday on TBS, they completely take out the scene with like the guy whose eye pops out and goes into the
end zone. So unrealistic.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it was like Playmakers on ESPN. It was just completely unrealistic. So, all right, so... This sparked up this conversation every time this happens, where an injury happens and then people have to share it. And of course, our buddy Spore from freaking Fangraphs, he memed you into a picture of Gordon Hayward in his horrible injury where he dislocated and fractured his tibia. And his ankle, obviously, if you haven't seen it, I'm painting a picture that's going to make you queasy. His ankle is twisted the completely wrong direction, but... And this is where I don't like this stuff more than anything, because it elicits reactions that I don't expect.
The still frame, but worse than the actual video,
that's true.
Right?
The image, he's got his hands out, and you know what immediately came to my mind? It was that scene in Ace Ventura 2 where they shoot the arrows in his legs, and he goes, because his hands are out. Like, Gordon Hayward's hands are out, and he's like, what's going on? You know, like you can just feel all the emotions in that picture. It's a horrific picture. So,
you know, they're saying that they're not sure if it's season ending.
Well, that's ridiculous.
By the way,
that's ridiculous.
I mean,
what is this going to be? Murder ball? He's going to be in a wheelchair swinging around the court?
Well, it's a horrible injury and everything, but I guess if you're looking at a silver lining, it is game one. So if he were to come back, and obviously he's probably not going to come back during the regular season, but there's a possibility the Celtics go deep in the playoffs, he could come back.
I would you want to? Would like you even? Yeah, that's the scene. Thank you.
That's why he's a super producer.
That was a live look into Gordon Hayward, by the way, on that scene.
Oh,
that's brutal. So here's a couple things. If you guys want to interact about this subject, FNTSY Radio is a Twitter handle. We've already put the poll out. And here are your options, because I want to talk about these. And I'm going to talk about them, but you can go and look right now if you want to sneak peek at them. And vote. Or if you guys want, you could call in, I suppose. If you got any fantasy related question throughout the show, you're more than welcome to call 844-84-FNTSY. It could be basketball. Bogman and I, we do one of the top fantasy basketball podcasts in the land. Obviously, we've got the football that we cover. It could be anything related. I've been out of Arizona Fall League all week long, seeing all the big prospects like Ronald Acuna. Let's say his name right. Ronald Acuna. And you can ask anything. But related to this topic, we're talking about the worst injuries of all time. Plus, you can tweet us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? So here is a list that I've come up with of the ones that jump out in my mind. And I'm going to be honest with you. One I still haven't seen and refuse to see. So we're going to put Gordon Hayward on this list because that was horrific, horrific. And by the way, I don't know if you saw, like, did you see Connor Barwin tweeted at him? He's like, oh, man, I totally know what you're talking about. And stupid Connor Barwin has a picture close up of his ankle doing the same thing. And I was like, why would you do this?
See, Connor Barwin can do it. Why can't you look at it?
I don't want to look at it. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to think about it. It makes me sick. People, like the people that watch the medical shows.
Doesn't it make you feel like such a pansy when you stub your toe? I mean, stubbing your toe is
because
like
I don't want to look at my toe. No, you're absolutely right. Every time I ever kick the couch and I don't have shoes on because I got long toes, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to look because my toe might be sideways.
I've had it where I refuse to look at it, and then I look back, and my toe's bleeding all over the place. I hate that.
It's just like our weight. We're like, I just refuse to look at it, and it'll just...
Yeah.
It'll...
Yeah. Oh, God, a bruise. I might have to cut it off.
I'm not obese if I don't see the number. That's all that I'm trying to say. So Gordon Hayward belongs in that conversation of one of the worst injuries that I've ever seen. So here are the others, and here are some options. Not all of them we put on the Twitter poll. Willis McGahee and the what was it? It was a championship game, right? He had the insurance on his knee.
Fiesta Bowl. Yep.
Fiesta Bowl, and his knee just blown out on one hit. It was it's not as gross as I remember it live, but it's bad.
I can't remember. It's pretty bad. I can't remember who hit him. But somebody hit him right on the knee with their helmet, and you can see the bone come off of the knee and move backwards. So if you guys,
I'm getting hot and sweaty right now. I'm actually sweaty.
Oh, it's horrific. And I just remember the announcer saying, well, let's take a look at what happened here. Mills McGahee, he's on the ground and he goes, oh my goodness. That
it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that is a major injury. And the color guy goes, yep.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're getting some interaction on Twitter that I'm gonna list off here. So you've got, and I'm excited about horrific injuries. We got Willis McGahee. Most people, and some of these are going to date you if you vote on these. Bryant Young for the 49ers is one. He's not on the poll, but he's one that I want to put out if you remember. He broke his leg so horrifically. He was a defensive tackle, great defensive tackle for the 49ers, where like it looked like a video game when it was done, where his leg was like implanted in the grass. And it was like poking out, and it was completely wrong direction. That was horrible. Joe Theismann, that one's sure going to date you, but I know that's like the building block of horrific injuries.
Yeah, because that ended his career. That was his last play. Like you can see the last play of his entire career if you just Google Joe Theismann leg injury.
Yeah, it's horrific. Now here's one more, and I'll tell you what the list is, and then we actually probably dodged a couple bullets. Kevin Ware. Now I know Kevin. It's Kevin Ware's. I didn't see it live, and I avoided it forever. What's that?
Neither did I. I didn't see it live either.
I did end up, I think, at one point seeing a screenshot, probably in one of the shows that we did.
That was the thing, and that's why I say it's the worst one, because I never saw it live, and that's the one that I refused to watch live, but I did see the screenshot of it. And
yeah, Pavona said it made a pass out everywhere. Yeah, probably made Kevin Ware pass out too. Like just talking about it, getting me hot and bothered, like really, really big time. So the poll out there that I want to hear from you guys is: what's the worst injury you've seen in sports all time? Gordon Hayward, Kevin Ware, Willis McGahee, Joe Theismann. Now we could have probably put a couple more. Which when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what a couple listeners have chimed in to tell us what should be on the list. So vote FNTSY Radio. You can call in. You can tweet us. Any more reaction on it? I will tell you though. I feel like we dodged a bullet not seeing Teddy Bridgewater's, because how they talked about players like throwing up in practice. Yes. That, I think, that's why there is a God, by the way. There is a God that we were spared that. We were spared surface, though, having to see that.
And you know, I hope, surfaces, oh, pray to God. Everybody's going to send it to you on Twitter.
I pray to God it never surfaces. All right, well, we'll talk a little bit more about the worst injuries of all time. We've got fantasy football, basketball. It's all coming up. It's In This League with Bogman of the Welsh. Don't you go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You are. Pavona is savage. It's like the
dark
sport. The new meme we have that exists in the world. Paul Spohr created Savage Bogman, where Bogman shows up in horrible moments in history that he is memeing out. So be on the lookout for that. That's that was Pavona.
Breaking your leg. Breaking the leg.
Breaking the tibia.
Oh, God. It's so horrible. All right. Well, we're going to talk some fantasy football here in just a minute. But what we were asking you is, what is the worst injury of all time as game one? Not even like week one of basketball. It was freaking game one.
The first
quarter. Like, I think he had like two shots up. One of the biggest signings of the offseason, involved in one of, you know, the kind of biggest plays across any team. You know, I mean, what other team was making a bigger run at Cleveland in the East than Boston? They bring Kyrie Irving, they got Gordon Hayward to go. You know, they bring in rookie Jason Tatum. Everything is going their way. It's all spades there. And then boom, like that. That's the sound that happens, the injury. So we asked, what's the worst injury you've seen in sports? Gordon Hayward, Kevin Ware, Willis McGahee, Joe Theismann. Just remember, we're not, you know, we can do 1,000 here, but we're just doing a limited amount. The current vote, where are you looking at it, Bogman?
I'm not looking at it.
Well, who do you think has the ownage?
Kevin Ware.
Kevin Ware does. Kevin Ware is currently sitting at 45% of the grossest injury that we've ever seen. Probably plenty that, you know, predated a lot of video, or some that you just don't catch a whole lot. The number two is Gordon Hayward. That might be a little recency bias, I'm guessing, but I mean, it was
maybe
really,
not.
Maybe
it was
really
pretty
gross.
Bad.
Number three, our old men are showing up here. Joe Theismann, 20%, and Willis McGahee, only 13%. But we did have a couple people, multiple people, tweeted in about this, because it sparked me, but I don't think I've seen it. On Twitter at MG0879 Milan and Carl Anderson, they both tweeted at us saying Sean Livingston was the grossest, and I don't remember that one.
I
know
think
it was
I
horrific.
I saw that one.
Should we do a live look right now?
I've got it pulled up. Okay. I'll play it. I'll take the bullet because I know you don't want to watch it.
There's zero chance that I do this. So we've never seen the Sean Livingston injury. You're going to watch it right now.
I don't think I've seen it. It was against the Bobcats. This is the grainiest video on YouTube I've ever seen. So this is about a minute long. So probably keep talking and I'll just make the disgusting noise.
I mean, I remember.
Watch it.
Okay. Because I remember this. I mean, this took him out like 2 years, essentially. And Sean Livingston.
Oh.
Did you see it? You saw it.
Jesus Christ.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
How bad? Oh, Pavona, did you watch it? Come on here real quick. How bad was it? How bad was it?
Are we doing this by how many bogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so 5 bogs is the worst, and this is an agreement here.
Like
1 bog being the least. Is Sean Livingston that bad?
So, okay, here, I'll explain
to you
the worst.
It looked like he did a split with his knee.
Yeah, he ran up and jammed it, and then when he's coming down, like, his leg gate just gave out, and like his leg fell away to where his knee is, and then his knee hit the ground.
No!
So like Bavona said, it looked like he did a split with I gotta turn this off. it's no closing me out.
I am so hot and sweaty right
I
now.
I thought
it's
the
so
Sid Vicious one, because somebody missed, I think, was that Brian Hoover?
Brian Hoover.
He mentioned the Sid Vicious one.
Broke his leg jumping off the top rope. A little wrestling action here. I mean,
watch that one,
all...
Bavona. Bavona, watch the Sid Vicious one and tell me which one's worse, because that one's really bad.
Yeah, you pull that one up here, and we'll talk about it here in just a second. I know we got a caller that we want to get on here in just a second. Chip, no. But Chip, if you want to interact, FNTSY Radio, that's the poll. We'll talk about it throughout the show. You can call in if you have better ones. The Sean Livingston one is horrific. Maybe you can tweet at us if you never watched it. And you can give us your reaction, because I ain't watching it. I ain't doing that. Pavone, I don't know if you're ready. I know we've got Keith in Chicago on as we are going to transition into talking about fantasy football. What a perfect way then to answer a question. Pavone, are you ready for us with Keith? Okay, Keith, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I was actually going to mention Sid Vicious, because if you've never seen that one, his shin snaps in half, but because he's got his... because he's got his boot on and just flops back and forth.
I mean, he's describing it 1,000% accurately.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky if you took a look at it.
Oh, my God. You would think, I can't read what Pavona just wrote in our chat on reaction. You would have thought like someone like Mick Foley would have had something like a tooth going up into his nose is nothing compared to the thought of that. That's
well, there was a UFC fighter that had one, too, and... He was doing the kick. He did a kick to another guy's leg.
I think it was Anderson Silva, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was. I think it was just some random guy in some weird like local cage fight.
Oh, okay. I'm getting all squirmish here. I don't know.
But
all
right, his Keith, shin snaps right in half, and then he tries to step back, and it's bad.
This is horrible. All right, Keith, please change the tone here. What you got? You got a trade offer?
Yeah, I do. So my draft was absolutely horrible this year, and my team's going to crap, and I'm 1-5. So I got to offer it. I got Julio. I also have Allen, Funches, and Sneed. He's offering me Jay Ajayi and the Seattle D, but mind you, in my league, defense is start out with 35 points, and then they back off from there.
Okay.
I got no running backs. I got... Mixon and Kamara. This is how bad my team is. Mixon and Kamara are my two number one backs, backed up by Darkwa and Mac and Collins and Foreman. So I'm just
piecemeal.
It's horrible.
Now, is this a redraft or is this a keeper league?
No, it's a redraft. I think I was roofied at my draft. I think that's what the hell happened.
Someone broke your leg and they gave you a bunch of pain pills and you couldn't do it.
Like, yeah, they did something, but I think I got violated. But my draft was just horrible. But anyway.
I just want to tell you real quick, we can keep you on here for a second, that this is Jay Ajayi specifically is someone that Bogman and I have covered, I think, a little bit on here and definitely on our football, the ITL football podcast, where we're both, speaking of injuries, I mean, he is an injury prone running back. We're both worried that this guy's going to get run into the ground. And even if you're adding a defense, that's not even close to me. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones, I mean, your running backs, they're not as bad as you might think they are. Joe Mixon is going to continuously move forward. Kamara has a good chance to kind of keep going. It's not great, but the jump off of you losing Julio Jones to the receivers you would have and only adding Ajayi, who is as injury prone as anybody, that really worries me. And the last thing, I'll let Bogman jump in here, but I streamed Chicago defense last week, and I got a lot of points off of that. I would rather stream defense than at any point worry about trying to acquire something. So if someone was going to offer me Jay Ajayi, I would need like Ajayi and at minimum like a Pierre Garçon or something like that. Bogman, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I like getting Ajayi, especially since you're 1-5. Like, I feel like you've just got to do something, right? But I don't mind trading Julio, but you absolutely have to get something else besides just Jay Ajayi back.
Wouldn't it be better to
be sinking the whole deal?
Wouldn't it be better to get like LeSean McCoy and something else like buy low?
Yeah, I would. Even if it's just LeSean McCoy straight up, I feel like that's better than getting Ajayi. So I would rather do that. That might be better than getting Ajayi and Garçon.
So there was another add-on to that I presented to him, and that was he adds Stephon Diggs, and I add Gillislee.
I like that.
Would you do that then?
That's, okay, so Gillislee and Julio for Ajayi and Diggs. Diggs is, I mean, man, this is the injury episode that we're talking about here, as Diggs didn't practice today on Wednesday, and he's questionable this week. I might
you got to do something. You won in five. So that's a great point. I would do that.
Yeah, I think I would do that too. Bogman's right. I mean, this is like your last ditch effort. You got to do something. I might try to circle the wagon like it's Wednesday, Keith. Like, I'd go hit up, you know, another high running back, like little Sean McCoy owner, or, you know, just see if there's any, do like a feeler tonight and see if anybody wants to give you beat that offer. But at the end of the day, that's not gonna do you any harm. Yeah, Stephon Diggs is a much, and I could care less about Gillislee, so right. I like that. I'm down. Any other horrible injuries you can think of, Keith?
Well, I don't know, but I got another one that I got because I'm trying to play guys off of another one on trades. So okay, I'm trying to – my other offer to another guy was giving him Keenan Allen for Lamar Miller, knowing I got Foreman as the backup.
I like that. I'd do that. I mean, Keenan Allen has not been who we thought he was going to be this year. Lamar Miller's still going, and then you'd have all the coverage of it. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Same. Yeah, okay. I'm with that one for sure.
All right, Keith, you're the man. Thank you for bringing – you are in agreement on the Sid Vicious one, so now I'm going to go throw up in a bucket. But hit us up anytime, my friend. All right. That's
I also, there's another injury that I didn't mention that nobody's going to remember. Man. It was a local Arizona Diamondback. It was Chris Snyder. Do you remember this one?
Oh, his fractured testicle.
I didn't even know you could fracture a testicle. And then he came back and then fractured it again.
You'd like that my answer was just testicle. Like, incorrect. What is a testicle is the proper
what
way
is
to answer
fractured
it.
Testicle.
What's worse, having your ankle completely sideways testicle. And fracturing and dislocating, or fracturing your testicle?
I just can't imagine. Like, you know, have you ever just like randomly caught yourself barely on the side of a table or something, or,
Bogman,
you know, just however randomly you do it, and then you want to barf. Like, I just can't imagine fracturing
explain this to my
it.
My wife had a natural childbirth, and I tried to explain to say, listen, I know that was rough, but even if we got to be very sensitive about how we're talking about this here, even if that region slightly gets hit by anything, I'm down. Down goes Holyfield. That's like what happens. I one time got hit with a golf club there, and I couldn't breathe for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't breathe for 3 days.
How did you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Pavona says David reaction to Gary Sanchez. That's how he's having with these stories right now. It's the worst. It's the worst. These injuries. Okay, we got it. We got to get off of it. Unless somebody is going to come up from the top rope, not break their shin, and come up with some more badass stuff. We will talk about it, though. So I want your tweets. Call about anything. Fantasy related, injury related. It don't matter. We'll update you on all of it. But fantasy football talk coming up on the other side of this break. It's Bogman of the Welsh. Don't you go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Like a surgeon. Pavona should have gone on there. A real professional would have gone on and sung and not make me sound like a high pitch weirdo. So welcome back. It's in the league.
I finally made it through med school. Just to fix Gordon Hayward.
And I threw up on my neighbor. All right. injury talk, fantasy football, basketball, whatever it is, we are down to talk. Bogman of the Welsh back in the house. And let's go to another caller. We've got David in one of my favorite places on the entire planet, San Diego. We got a trade offer going down. So, David, what do we got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm pretty stacked at the 12-team standard league, and I'm pretty stacked at running back. I've got Mixon, Hunt, McKinnon, and then on my bench, those are my starters. And then on my bench, I've got Ty Montgomery, Gore, and Marlon Mack. And the David Johnson owner is getting hit hard because he had David Johnson and he had Aaron Rodgers. And so he wanted to trade me straight up. He said he'd either trade me Aaron Rodgers for Ty Montgomery just for a late playoff run, or he'd trade me David Johnson. And I'm tempted to take David Johnson just because I think he'll be back a little sooner and a little bit more relevant. What do you guys think for Ty Montgomery or I think you said Buck Allen too. Wasn't sure though.
Okay, so real quick. Mixon, Hunt, did you say Jerick McKinnon in Minnesota?
Yeah, those are my three starters, yeah.
Okay, and then Ty, Gore, and Marlon Mack.
And I have Buck Allen as well.
I would not
do Buck Allen for David Johnson. Why not?
Well, no, he doesn't want to trade Buck. He wants this. He's talking about depth. That's what, right. You're talking about, like, it's going to cost Ty Montgomery to get somebody, but you're saying you've got McKinnon, Gore, Mack, Buck as, like, a third option to go with Hunt and Mixon, right?
Yeah, the David Johnson owner was trying to throw him my way because he knows I'm already 5-1 and this dude's 1-5 in our league, and he knows that I'm going to make the playoffs already just based on kind of the way the league's shaping up. So he was trying to give me a piece that would help me later into the playoffs, being David Johnson.
So, Boggs, I know you got an opinion on this as well. Here's the deal. First off, it's not Rodgers. You know, we're going to talk about Rodgers here in just a second with the injury, but I'm worried Rodgers is done for the season. He's having surgery. I don't anticipate any coming back, so don't do anything for Rodgers. Now, David Johnson's a whole other story because there's a legitimate chance he could come back for a playoff run. My only issue here is Ty Montgomery's kind of a big – that's kind of a big sell. I mean, it is standard league, which changes this up a little bit. I'm leaning that I would do this trade, especially if you're not even starting Ty Montgomery and you're starting McKinnon out there, rightfully so, or you could put Gore out there. I actually like this because if you go into the playoffs with David Johnson, Hunt, and Mixon, they might as well just hand over the money before we even play it. Bogman, are you in agreement or nay, yay?
I mean, you can, as long as you can accept the fact that David Johnson might not play at all. As long as, you know, you're willing to take that risk, then it's fine. But I'm just... Yeah, it's okay, but I don't know. You know, if you want to do it, I think in most cases I'm just going to keep the depth that I have because I don't think David Johnson's going to play. So,
well, but they're also talking about Aaron Jones potentially being the lead back. I mean, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel believes that they're going to commit to Aaron Jones being the lead back, and this isn't PPR. That's why.
No, they said they should, not that they believe that that's going to happen. I think that...
Well, no, it says, actually, looking at Roto World report from 7:59, it says the Sentinel believes the Pack... Oh, need to. Yeah, you're right about that. I'm an idiot. So, yeah, but either way,
to,
I still...
Not believe, right.
Standard makes me think that, like, you got to take chances. This is a calculated risk. It may not work out. David Johnson may not play, but yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, like I said, as long as you can take the risk, because the running backs are getting hurt all the time, so it's good to have the depth that you have right now. But if you think that Gore and Buck Allen are enough to get you through when you're trading Ty Montgomery, then it's fine. As long as you can live with the fact that there is, I would say it's a 50-50 chance David Johnson plays and doesn't play. So as long as you can live with that, if he doesn't play and you have another guy get hurt, then yeah, sure. Like the Welsh said, calculated risk. Probably, I'm probably not doing it.
I'm doing it. So obviously go with it, David. If I say go with it, I think right. Take that calculated risk. You're the big winner. Does that help out?
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, brother. Yeah. Did we help you out? One said yes, one said no. So clearly, of course, we totally helped you out. So take a risk. Why don't you want to take a risk?
Because David Johnson's not going to play.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
How much you want to bet? You want to bet David Johnson doesn't have one snap
$50.
In the regular season?
$50. I'll bet you right now.
No,
come on. You just asked me how much I want to bet, and I said $50, and now you're backing off. Come on, Mr. Confident Man.
It's kind of
Where did all that confidence go for David, our caller, just now?
It's kind of gone. It's a little. I'm like trying to look here.
What, the call is gone. Part? The confidence is gone. Yeah, I see.
It's the back gone. Of the line, and we're gone. All right. So hold on. Most recent report is Thanksgiving is the earliest that
that's
he could
what
return.
Bruce Arians said. It's not.
He's
happening.
A trustworthy man.
Okay.
He's a very
he cut a guy because a dude parked in his parking spot. I'm sure he's never said anything
respect,
wrong.
Respect the biz. That's what.
$50 or no? What are we doing?
Let's do
breaking.
Let's
do breaking my testicles, Marty.
You Chris Snyder and me guy. How about $20?
Fine, done.
All right, $20.
Any amount.
David
of money.
Johnson has one carry this season.
Yep. You know, Adrian Peterson looked pretty good, so I don't know why they would need him. So
you could split the backfield then. That's why you can sure. bring David Johnson back in spurts. You can have him play the Jamal Charles role. You know, 9 carries a game, 10 carries
and
a
if
game.
They
you can
lose the next 4 games. Would you play David Johnson?
I mean, you want to get him out there. The NFC West is it's playable. It's
all
totally
right. None
playable.
Of this matters. We have our bet. We all
let's
know what's going to happen.
Let's talk about Rodgers then for a second, because that's interesting that he brought that up, because obviously, you know, coming from this week, brutal to me. You know, my stupid phone blew up all over in my face because the stupid Aaron Rodgers trade. Yahoo just sending me 12,000 notifications. All my teams are ruined. All these teams, multiple leagues where I was like 5-1 or 4-1, whatever the hell it was. I actually won, by the way. Last week, I have 8 leagues I play in. I went 7-1, and 3 of those leagues I had Aaron Rodgers in. And the one that I lost, I don't think it was an Aaron Rodgers one. I think I won in all 3 of my Aaron Rodgers leagues, which is stupid.
I'm 5-1 in one of the leagues where my 2 starters are Blake Bortles and Josh McCown.
How is that possible?
I spent all my fab money on Brett Hundley. So
oh, you're
I
the one.
I want to make sure I get a quarterback.
Yeah, by the way, with my injuries, I went to spend all my money on Hundley, and I put a decent amount on Beathard, and apparently everybody on the planet wanted Beathard over anybody. I didn't get
Beathard.
Well,
I put $35 on Hundley, so.
Well, you must have got him in that league. So,
yeah, I think I got him.
Are you in agreement here? I mean, like, there's still some type of conversation out there. I mean, David just called in and said, you know, he had a team trying to unload Aaron Rodgers on him. But I would go under the assumption the rest of the season, like, that's not the type of person I'm going to try to buy, even though he's tough. And if they're in contention, they would, you know, attempt to try to, you know, have
I'll
him come back as soon as possible. But he's having surgery.
I'll bet everything I own that Aaron Rodgers doesn't play again this
yeah,
year. So
me too. I mean, that's why it's completely worthless. But okay, let me ask you then: if you had to pick between these three, because the other big injury news, if you heard it on my update earlier, is Andrew Luck is. We've told you like 4 weeks ago you could cut Andrew Luck at this point, but it looks like he could be done for the season. He had a setback. He's not going to do anything for a little bit. It's Jacoby Brissett. And one of the writers for whatever, one of the papers in Indianapolis, I don't remember it now, you'll hear it on my update, they speculated that they're not going to be shocked if he's not going to play this season, but he might not play next year because of how bad this injury is, which sets Jacoby Brissett to essentially be the quarterback for the rest of the way here. So you kind of got 3 quarterbacks to me that have, at least in my eyes, similar skill sets. Who would you want rest of season if you had to deal with, you know, because you're not going to win with Joe Flacco. You lost Aaron Rodgers. Would you want C.J. Beathard? Would you want Brett Hundley or Jacoby Brissett?
I personally would want Brett Hundley because of the guys around him,
me
right?
Too.
So, you know, you've got Jordy, you've got Devontae, you've got Randall Cobb. The running game is pretty decent. They have a good tight end in Bennett. So I think that he has the most around him. I like, I like C.J. Beathard moving forward, probably about the same that I like Jacoby Brissett. I like the weapons that Brissett has more, but I like the system that Beathard plays in more. So, you know what? I think I would lean towards Brissett because I don't think anybody's replacing Brissett. If Beathard plays bad, I could see them immediately going right back to Brian Hoyer.
Well, okay, that I disagree with because they don't have a win and they might not win again. They're going to steal one. I mean, the 49ers had 5 straight games of losing by 3 or less. So they obviously can compete, but the team is in full sell-off mode. Every player is available. You know, Navarro Bowman, he's out. Carlos Hyde, he's up for sale, guys. Everybody is up for sale. if they're going to make the move at this point, there's no logical reason that they would
Well, there is. C.J. Beathard throws three picks in the first half. He's getting benched, and Brian Hoyer's going in. It's
maybe for a half, but okay. But why would you stifle this quarterback off of one? I mean, I just don't buy it. I don't buy it unless he is like Geno Smith.
I'm not saying that he will throw the three picks. I'm saying if he throws the three picks, I mean, they got the Colts are not going back to Scott Tolzien unless Jacoby Brissett, you know, has a Gordon Hayward injury. So,
well, and the thing that makes
Brissett
Jacoby Brissett
the team.
Yeah, and the thing that makes, I mean, really all of these guys kind of relevant in streaming, in like deeper league streaming quarterback options, is because they run. And that's something that you may want to buy on. If you're getting 6 points for your rushing touchdowns for a quarterback instead of four passing, well, guys like Jacoby Brissett, he can run it in. Beathard is surprisingly fast. And I think a lot of people are going to see that with Hundley. You know, he's a guy that's going to be able to move the pocket. I think he might not have the same skill set as Aaron Rodgers, but I think you might be pleasantly surprised. This is one of those situations, and Mike McCarthy got really testy about it. He was like, hey, man, this guy's been here for 3 years. We've been setting this guy's up for 3 years in the quarterback room. This is the shot. We're comfortable with it. I think you might be pleasantly surprised.
Most touchdowns in UCLA history.
Brevin. Hey, man. Best weapons out of all this crew. So there you go. More football talk and everything talk coming up after this break. It's Bogman and Welsh. Don't go anywhere.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out. Just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing it.
Welcome back. It is In This League with Scott Bogman, and I am Chris Welch. You can find us on Twitter at Bogman Sports.
Barely.
And is it the Welsh? Jill Theismann and his horribly broken leg is making a little bit of a comeback in our poll. Oh. FNTSY Radio, what's the worst sports injury you've ever seen? Kevin Ware still is leading the pack with 44%, but Jill Theismann now at 24%. Gordon Hayward down to 20 and 12% to Willis McGahee. I am kind of curious what Sean Livingston and Sid Vicious thrown into this would have done. I think it would have changed it a bit.
Ask Pavona where he would put him.
Oh, yeah, Pavona.
Livingston would be right behind Ware for me.
Oh.
Okay, so what's the order? I want you to go Hayward, Ware, Vicious, and Livingston. What's the worst, the order from worst to least worst?
From worst to least worst, I'm going to go with my three here. I'm going to say Vicious.
Oh, that's the worst?
That was awful. Dude. That was awful.
It looks like if you take his boot off, his foot's going to come off in his boot.
Oh, gross.
Then I would say Joe Theismann for the fact that he almost made Lawrence Taylor retire. The guy who broke his leg, that guy wanted to retire. That's how bad that injury was. So I'm going by
how
that.
How do you get a guy that's that high all the time to actually, like, be sick? So,
and then I would say Gordon Hayward, and I forget the other two guys. I'm sorry.
Sean Livingston, Kevin Ware, they didn't come on the list?
Sean Livingston, I had just seen it, so I would have to say Livingston
Bogman,
and
what's
then
yours?
Kevin Ware.
What's yours, Bogman, now that you've seen all of them?
Ware is still number one to me because there's the bone sticking out all over the place. It was so gross. And then I think the Sid Vicious would probably be two, and then Livingston would be three. Livingston's really bad, dude.
I feel like you should watch it.
No.
We can start a GoFundMe, and if we reach a number, I'll watch it. I'll live stream.
How about instead of the $20, if I'll pay you $20 if David Johnson plays one snap, and if he doesn't, you have to watch the Sean Livingston video, and we get a live reaction.
You'd pay me $50.
I'm not going to pay you $50.
And then I'll watch the video.
Why do you try to always get one extra thing out of something?
Because
this is why people call you Prison Welsh. You try to get one extra thing on top of the stuff. You pay me $20.
You will forget about your $50 in 2 weeks. I will never forget about that injury. It will be imprinted into my brain forever.
Yeah, but that's not worth $50 to me. Because I can send it to you and you can accidentally open it.
Scarring me for life?
Yeah, but I can send that to you. I could be like, oh, look at this puppy, you know. And then
Or do our bit we used to do with, who was it? The cat? Who's the cat? The Giants player with the cat. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah. Matt Duffy.
Matt Duffy. Yeah, Matt Duffy's and big old cat, fat Skeeter. Cat. In the next hour, we're going to be talking exclusively Week 7, all the plays, the pick-ems, some fantasy-related stuff, so you guys will be able to call in. But, you know, first night of basketball, holy crap, the freaking scores are out the roof. I don't know how many people listening on here play fantasy basketball. We do a fantasy basketball podcast, of course, but none of the guys are disappointing. You want to talk about you going out and drafting, you know, DeMarco Murray or LeSean McCoy in the first round, and it's like, oh, man, this is disappointing. You look at every buzzy guy that you would have taken in the seventh or eighth round. The Pacers scored 140 points, and they beat the Nets, who scored 131. D'Angelo Russell scored 30. The freaking the 76ers, they did lose, but they put up 115. Embiid was 18, 13. It's some crazy numbers that are going tonight.
My guys are disappointing, of course. Deadman and Boban. Boban didn't play. Deadman is playing awful.
GA, 37 points in a row. 13 rebounds, 3 assists. Milwaukee win over the Boston Celtics, who are Gordon Haywardless. So, okay. Next hour, we'll do injuries, we'll do fantasy, we'll do your questions, and we'll all do it together. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogging the Welsh in this league.